Jews was at the point of the Roman legion swords. He became the king yet while Claudius was the emperor. Now, I don't want to get involved in all of the little details, but there are some details that we have to know. Claudius was married to one of the most wicked women in the world, Agrippina. A woman that was immoral, a woman that was amoral. She had no compunctions about anything. And Claudius was her third marriage, and it was a marriage of convenience in order to solidify a number of families in the Roman hierarchy. And she had a child from one of her previous marriages. That child was Nero. And she was determined that Nero would inherit the throne after the death of Claudius. And she set about, in the time-honored Roman fashion, of getting rid of all the competition. Claudius's own children she had poisoned. And then when she accomplished that, she had Claudius poisoned. The only amount of revenge that is exacted is that her Tachshit Nero is going to have her killed when he becomes the emperor. Now, it's hard, I don't know if it's hard for us to imagine such a world, but you have to appreciate, I think it's very important for us to appreciate the kind of world that the Roman world was. It was not Mr. Mondale and Mr. Reagan. It was a world of unsurpassed violence. It was a world where murder meant nothing. Human life counted for nothing. And the accepted way to gain power was to kill one's way to power. And the accepted way to gain anything that you want in the world was to take it. And therefore there was no concept of thievery or of immorality or of property rights. It's a world of violence, of slavery, of immorality, of paganism. And the only people in the world that held a different value system was that portion of the Jewish people that was loyal to Torah. So many times we despair of our world. Some days you read the newspapers and you are ready to either cancel the subscription or jump off the North Pole, but you just, how can it exist? Our world is almost a paradise in comparison with the Roman world, in comparison with the ancient world. And at the time that all of this is going on in the Roman world, and Nero, as you all know, will become the emperor, and the Roman emperors, many of them suffered from mental disease, whether it was hereditary or it came with the job or it was in the water of the Tiber, but they all became nuts, absolutely stark, raving mad. I discussed with you last week Caligula. And Claudius was a breath of fresh air. But Nero was a madman, and his madness would extend to the fact that he would eventually burn down the city of Rome in order to rebuild it. What in halacha we would call kilkul, in order to be masakein. He just burned down the whole city, with thousands of people were killed, and that's the famous legend that Nero, who was an accomplished musician, because music does not guarantee anything else. He was an accomplished musician, so he fiddled while Rome burned. That's where we have that expression. And by the time he died, and he also died violently, by the time he died in the year 64, he had made a shambles of the Roman Empire. It's